This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Bill McGurn, William McGurn for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He writes Main Street, the column observing our world right now in the recovery from the pandemic. However, part of the story we're observing worldwide these last years, but especially in the recovery, is migration in Europe, in the Americas, in Asia. Part of the story you can read in Myanmar is about people emigrating across the Burmese border into Thailand. But right now we're focusing on a mission given to the Vice President Harris, by President Biden, to attend to the border crisis, sometimes known as the border surge. The question here is, what is to be done? Bill, a very good evening to you. First, I was attracted to your column because I believe you're saying commonsensically, Vice President Harris didn't make this problem, and she is in certainly no authority to solve this problem. Maybe nobody can. But blaming Vice President Harris because she's in charge of the border is foolish partisanship. What can we say about President Biden, however? Good evening to you, Bill.
Hi, John. I think you're absolutely right. Look, the problem is that, I mean, there are many problems at the border about people coming, and it's mostly due to a broken immigration system. However, the Trump administration did, you know, in fairness, calm things at the border, especially with this Remain in Mexico problem, saying if you sought asylum, you would have to wait in Mexico. And what that was trying to solve is the problem of people that are coming in would be giving a court appearance, a date, and then never appear. They just kind of got into the country. So right now you have this flood of people coming in because they believe that Joe Biden threw out the welcome mat there to them when he repealed all these Bush executive orders and renounced agreements to work with Central American countries like El Salvador and Guatemala to try to keep it a more orderly process and have people, you know, flooding in through the southern border. So, you know, the vice president gets a lot of grief for not going to the border. But why would you go to the border in this situation? It's a giant gotcha moment. And it's very telling that the man that created the problem, Joe Biden, seems to have no intention himself of going to the border. And the great thing about all the fury and attention on Kamala Harris and her inability to answer a simple question about it, it takes the pressure off him.
The root cause explanation that is given repeatedly by a number of observers, the root cause, my reading of this is that you can talk about the drought and the hurricanes, certainly in Guatemala, certainly. The people have in the countryside a drought that is a very large drought. It's not just there in the country. You also have the narco-terrorism in El Salvador and Honduras particularly. But the larger explanation, Bill, is that there's a worldwide migration going on. I've been reporting for months now about migrants coming from all over the new world and the old world, coming to Brazil and Ecuador, making the way to Colombia, and then crossing into Panama, proceeding north. So this isn't just about the Northern Triangle. Do you measure, Bill, that the Washington authorities, whether it's the Republican or Democratic Congress or Republican or Democratic president, are aware of the scale of the migration and that this isn't just a couple of countries in Central America?
Yes, I do think that they are aware. And the reason we know they're aware is that Republicans keep harping on it because they look at the polls and they see that Joe Biden's handling of the border is the most vulnerable area for him where people don't approve. And we know the Democrats know because the president and vice president have studiously avoided talking about it or making any visits down there. So that's how we know that they know it's a problem. One side doesn't want to do anything about it, pretend it's not there. The other side wants to make it an issue in the coming congressional elections next year.
The families that are coming are not our enemies. They're in belief that they will be welcomed here, and sometimes they are. I note that in Panama, because I've been doing careful reporting with lots of video to back it up, a number of the people crossing that horrible jungle, risking marauders and worse, are pregnant or carrying small children. Because, Bill, they've not only heard the American border is welcoming, they've heard that if you arrive with a small child, it's like a ticket to get through and be redeployed into America. Bill, it's, you can't tell them no because it works, but at the same time, it's enormously cruel to the children and to the young mothers, pregnant young mothers who think, because I'm pregnant, they'll let me in.
Right. I mean, that is certainly not the incentive we want to create. We don't want people also sending their children. I mean, I live in an affluent, safe, peaceful suburban town. I wouldn't send my 17-year-old to walk downtown just a half a mile, you know, after 11 or 12 or something. I just wouldn't do it because things happen, much less send them, you know, 1,000 miles by rail or something. This is really horrible. Look, I would like a generous immigration system. I believe we need immigrants, but I also believe that we need a process to do it. And this is where, I mean, if we're going to talk about root causes, the president of Guatemala made very clear he thinks the root cause is Joe Biden, as you say, changing the incentives, say, come on in. And now he's trying to reverse that. But the ultimate root cause is Congress, which has failed to act on this. You know, our immigration system is up to Congress, and they've just failed. I think some of the people, especially on the, but not exclusively on the left, would rather have the issue rather than the solution. And what's the result of that? The whole immigration debate is about children in cages. You put more children in cages than we did. That's the back and forth. And it's really a sad commentary on the inability of our political class to do the right thing.
The puzzle, in addition, Bill, to all of these tumbling issues, is there was a program in the United States, and we've talked about it before, a guest worker program. I know some of the immigrants, many of them, are coming from Venezuela because of the collapse of civil society. They're not coming to stay. They're coming to work and send money back because there is no economy to support their families in Venezuela. A guest worker program doesn't sound to me like a very high bar for Congress to act on, Bill.
It shouldn't be. I believe the Democrats are opposed to that because they don't see those people as potential voters, right? They come, they go back. Look, it's common sense. We have a lot of jobs that need to be filled. I mean, if you ask a lot of employers, there are job openings, and we have people that would willingly do that and don't necessarily want to stay here. And we've had guest worker programs in the past that have been successful. You know, even Donald Trump, I believe, used some of the guest workers for his resorts down in Florida. And that would seem a no-brainer. I think the larger point that you're making by pointing guest workers, you know, I was in the Bush administration when we worked with Ted Kennedy. We tried to find this grand bargain on immigration, you know, each side giving a little. It wasn't perfect, but it would have been progress. Barack Obama helped scuttle it. I don't think the political capital is there for one of these grand bargains. What I would like to see is just a straightforward, let's solve one of the problems. Let's solve guest workers. Let's solve Dreamers. You know, maybe a guest workers for Dreamers program. You know, during the Pelosi years, I think the problem was she did not want to give Donald Trump any victory or anything, so just didn't talk about it at all, would not do anything in exchange for, say, some modest funding of a border wall. And that just keeps us in this miserable status quo.
Bill McGurn, William McGurn, writing Main Street for the Wall Street Journal editorial page and for his column. Vice President Harris did not create the problem at the border, cannot solve the problem at the border. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.